ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will give the jury final instructions in a little over 2 hours. Then jurors will have to decide what happens next. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jury has several options today. They have the option of convicting Trump on all the counts, acquitting him of all of those counts, or delivering a mixed verdict in which he is found guilty of some charges, but not others. And the final option, of course, is a hung jury if they don't come to a decision in that, in which the judge could declare a mistrial.
The president and vice president will be in Pennsylvania today. They will be announcing a new initiative for black voters. Investigators in Youngstown, Ohio, are still trying to figure out what blew the facade off a building, killing one person, leaving seven hurt. At this point, they have no idea what caused the explosion. In the Middle East, a series of strikes in the southern city of Rafah this morning as Israel continues its offensive. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge will decide whether to restore collective bargaining rights many public sector workers in Wisconsin lost under Act 10. Attorney Jacob Carabel argued yesterday that Act 10 illegally gives police and firefighters more rights than other public workers.
Act 10 created two categories of public employees. The distinction that Act 10 created between these groups of employees lacks a rational basis.
Republicans say Act 10 has survived other court challenges over the years. Even if a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss this summer succeeds, there's nothing to stop Voss from running again this fall. That's a former Government Accountability Board director, Kevin Kennedy, tells WISP Politics. The recall group submitted 8,000 petition signatures yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Chicago man has died following a traffic crash in Trempealeau County. Around 3:40 Sunday afternoon on I-94 near mile marker 87 eastbound, the Wisconsin State Patrol, with assistance from the Osseo Police and Fire Departments, responded to a car versus semi crash. Initial witness statement and investigation indicates the semi was parked on the shoulder after suffering a flat tire. The driver of an SUV rear-ended the semi-trailer. The driver of the SUV, Shamislaw Kenia, 39, of Chicago, Illinois, suffered fatal injuries. The driver of the semi, Chambi Williams, 31, of Bennettsville, South Carolina, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy skies today with a high of 69. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Brewers and Cubs go extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another crazy Brewers and Cubs game at American Family Field. Cubs pitcher Ben Brown pitched a no-hitter through seven innings. Manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, I thought it was the fastball. It was like an angry fastball. I mean, it was just really good, and it was overpowering for much of the game. So, you know, he threw a ton of strikes. Fastball was excellent.
Top of the 10th, Brewers closing pitcher Trevor Megill had to leave the game after getting hit in his throwing arm on a comeback hit going 99 miles an hour. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's not fraction.
The extent of what you know at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he got drilled pretty hard. He's going to be good and sore for a while.
The Brewers ended up losing 6-3. Milwaukee's Freddie Peralta pitched well, but still has not earned a win this month.
It's hard because I don't, when I perform like well, you know, I want to win, but I want the team to win.
That's Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight clear, down to 43. Tomorrow sunshine 70 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Navy veteran Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll discuss what President Joe Biden has gotten done for veterans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the center, WRCE.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. As 844-967-2789, you can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. You know, I was expecting a little bit more out of the NBA Conference Finals, but the Celtics swept the Pacers and Minnesota's hanging on by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, you know, man, let's get on with it. You know, it's going to be Boston and Dallas, and let's just get on with it. The preliminaries are over, and it'll be a great series, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be rooting for Dallas.
Yeah, but I think, you know, they've got a tough road to hoe, man, the Celtics. I mean, you know, you look at Dallas, they've got some great players. They really do. They've got Kyrie and Luka Doncic, but they've got a lot of guys around them that are also good players and a good role players, and they're a great team. But, man, they're up against, you know, the Celtics, man, all up and down the line.
Oh, yeah. The Celtics are definitely the most put-together team in the league.
There's no question, man. Even, you know, you go down to the 8th, 9th, 10th player, and they're all really good players. So it'll be a great series. Like I said, let's get done with the preliminaries. I would just, you know, wanted to see, you know, Minnesota lose last night, because all it does is pushes back a little further.
Yeah, you know, I will agree with you that Dallas is going to win the series, but something has to happen for the first. Someone has to be the first team to do something. So, who knows? Maybe there's a shot in the dark. Minnesota pulls it back.
Come on, man!
Like I said, if I you're 99% chance you're right, but there's always that little sliver.
You know, if you think about a couple of the games that were really close that Minnesota should have won, but here's the other side of it, man. And the same thing with Indiana. You don't win the NBA championship your first time around. All the great teams had to, you know, it's a learning process. And so, you know, Minnesota their first time around, Indiana their first time around. Boston has been three or four times before you actually get to the point in the NBA where you can win the title. And so it's no chance, young teams like that, that have to learn that when you get to this level of the playoffs, Calvin, you're playing rugby basketball. If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. And Minnesota has definitely played like a young team in this series.
Right. I mean, it's physical basketball. And the calls that you see them crying, right? Hey, good morning to Gail Williams from all the way from Marietta, Georgia, and all of you. But anyway, you see them whining and crying, and they're waiting for the call that they normally get through during the regular season. And why the time the guy's holding his hands up looking at the referee, guess where his guy is?
Yeah, they're already down on the other side of the floor.
And so, they've got to grow accustomed to that. But anyway, got a lot to talk about this morning. And so it is going to be Calvin and I. And that's good, man. Because like I said, we got a lot to talk about, man. I'm going to talk about a whole array of subjects, but I want to begin, man. Calvin, you're a fast food guy. You're a burger guy.
I hate to admit it, but yes, I am.
So you go to the fast food restaurants, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
Yep.
Okay. So I used to do that all the time, man. You know, it's been so long since I've been to Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's. So I don't know. But have the food prices really gone up that much, man?
Yes, they have. I'm partial to McDonald's, and the McDouble used to be on the dollar menu, and now it's like $2.60 or something like that.
Well, I'm looking, man, and in Connecticut, a Big Mac combo meal, $18.
They're not quite that bad in Wisconsin, but I still think it'll run you $9 or $10, maybe $11.
Yeah, look it up, man. It's got to be more than that. But I'm saying, man, fast food, the cost of those things have gone through the roof. They've doubled in some cases. And so people are starting to notice it. And I guess if you're the kind of person, and I wouldn't think that it would just be the burger joints. I would think that the fast food period, whether it's chicken or whatever it is, those prices have really kind of gone through the roof. And unless you're, the people who are engaged in that and who eat that, we don't even notice how bad that's gotten. We do know how bad it's gotten when you go to the grocery store. So what did you find out, Kevin?
So I tried to check on the app, and they're serving breakfast right now. Okay. So I couldn't get a McDonald's or a Big Mac reference.
Okay.
But a breakfast meal costs around $8 right now.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, man. For a breakfast sandwich and a drink.
Yeah, because the breakfast sandwich, I can go back and say what it used to be, probably can go back and tell you when it was 50 cent or a quarter. But the truth of the matter is, we, those of us who, are fortunate that we don't even realize that, there are people who are struggling with that. There are people who do eat breakfast at McDonald's. There are people who do eat breakfast at these fast food places. And if you've got a family of four, and you want to go and maybe get paid. I used to get hotcakes and sausage a lot at McDonald's. And they used to have something called a big country breakfast, right? I remember getting that a lot. And it was always a great full breakfast and all those things. That's probably $12, $13 now. But it really is a sign of where we are and all the things that make it more and more difficult for the average person, to make it in this society. We're going to talk a little bit later on, about the SNAP benefit. I was at the store the other day, man, Calvin, and I looked at, cookies or something. I don't know what they were. It might have been cookies. But I looked at the size of the packages, man. And, man, they look like the things that when we were kids and my sisters would have these easy bake ovens. You don't know anything about that, man.
No, I never had one, but, no, but they were around.
Yeah. Okay. And so, or these little da houses and things that they had. And they had these little small little packages that would be similar to the full-size packages of food. And I looked and I could not believe, you know, the size of these things. And the fact, and the fact that the price of them are still the same. looking at Tony, things are so expensive, I've had to start making my kids bake their own cookies. but man, it is just at some point in time, and these are corporations who are taking advantage of a situation that need to be reined in. They know what time it is, and they know how much people are struggling, and yet they continue to downsize and continue to raise the prices and continue to get fat on the profits of the American people. And, you know, now I could say this, the fast food restaurants, I don't know what their margin is, but it can't be, you know, very high. But, you know, fast food restaurants have a lot of overhead. You know, when's the last time you sat down in a fast food restaurant and ate?
Well, if you count a restaurant like Qdoba.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah, then I guess it's been a long time.
Right. You know, I recall sitting in the McDonald's, what would you call the place, man, where they have, where you could sit around and...
The dining area.
And, you know, and sit around and kick it with the guys and spend some time. Those places are ghost towns. And they built those facilities because they wanted people to come in and sit down and you know, and dine in. But most of them now, nobody dines in. And they've got all that room, all that space. They got to keep them heated. They're over here to keep, you know, that facility going is just dead space, dead air. So you're paying for, they've got to pay for all of that. And everything around them has changed. And so, you know, again, I can't believe that fast food, the prices of that has soared again. A McDonald's, this is in Connecticut. A McDonald's Big Mac combo meal. And so what's a Big Mac combo meal? A Big Mac, an order of fries, and a soda. $18. Man, we must be living in the Twilight Zone. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, I got a subject on the other side that, Calvin, how many tattoos you got?
I have none.
None. What's going on with you, man? You know, you're a throwback. 25 years old and no tattoos. We're going to talk a little bit about scientists who say that tattoos may increase cancer. Yeah. Cancer risk from tattoos. 844-967-2789 is the number.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Dutch Boy DuraClean is an interior paint and primer in one that can be made into thousands of color options. And it's formulated with Stay Clean technology, so your home stays beautiful longer. It's washable, scrubbable, and stain resistant. Save big on DuraClean paint from Menards. Visit us in-store and online at Menards.com to learn about all the great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So scientists have warned of an urgent need for more research into the long-term health impacts of tattoos after new research found they have increased the risk of lymphoma cancer. You know, roughly one-third of Americans have at least one tattoo. 2023 Pew Research Center surveys show. However, very little is known about the long-term effects on the health of getting inked. You know, I don't know. I don't have any tattoos. Calvin, I think it's pretty safe to say I'll go to my grave without having had a tattoo. And so you would think, just seeing the process. So why don't you have any tattoos, man?
Well, they're expensive is one. And two, I'm just worried that I would wake up one day and decide I don't like it.
Oh, okay. But man, I look around and tattoos are everywhere. There are people who've gone all in on tattoos. Their entire faces, right? Their necks. You look at the NBA players, right? The pro athletes in their arms, up and down their arms, their entire bodies. There's a player who plays for the Chicago Bulls. His father was a big mouth. He had three sons.
Oh, yeah, Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball. His entire body is all tatted up. And you know, come on. You're putting that stuff into, it goes somewhere, right? The ink?
Yeah, I would, I had asked you to stay in there.
Yeah, and you know, and so now they're finding out that these things may increase, you know, your chances of having lymphoma cancer. And I don't know if people are aware of it. You know, once you've made the decision, you've made the decision. I don't know if the information about the correlation between the tattoos and lymphoma cancer was known before now. But it clearly is out there now. 844-967-2789 is the number. It clearly is out there now. And, you know, some of the tattoos, man, really nice, man, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's some that are works of art.
You know, I remember, you know, as a young guy, the people who had tattoos were the guys in the military. They had them on their you know, on their muscles, on their arms. They had them maybe across their chest, but they weren't so visible as they are now. And yeah, I understand it's a different time, but I wonder. 844-967-2789. The fact that they're now, you know, saying that tattoos and you know, and lymphoma, cancer, you know, are, you know, connected. And what does that make you think? I mean, you can't go back and undo it. It doesn't mean that you're going to wind up with lymphoma, cancer from having tattoos. But does it surprise you at all that they find some correlation between that? Here's Tony. Is it something in the modern tattoos that causes it? Tattoos have been around for centuries. He's right. They have been around for centuries. But I don't know if centuries ago a person's entire body was being tattooed, you know, and their faces and their necks and their arms and their legs and their entire torso are being tattooed. And, you know, people want to be seen. They want to be different, right? Look at me. See, look at me, man. I got my whole neck tattooed, right? Hey, man. Hey, look at me. I got my face. It's all tattooed. I mean, people want to be recognized. And so the tattoo, which used to be something that would be covered up, is now something that is outward for everybody to see. And so it becomes a part of who we are. And I think, Tony, that's kind of the difference. And then I would also say that probably the increase in the colors that they can use now, Calvin. You can't, if the color in food, certain colors in food can red dye and those kind of things are linked to cancer. Maybe the colors that are so vibrant that are in, you know, the ink that they use for tattooing people today, you know, maybe that may have something to do with it. But I'm just, you know, another one of those tidbits as, you know, we start, you know, making decisions that will affect us for the rest of our lives. The more information that you can have, the more information that you receive and can take in, and hopefully it'll, you know, determine whether or not you'll do some of the things that you do. And I'm sure as time goes on and as research continues to be gathered about tattoos. And listen, you know, it's probably, and people would probably be correct and if they said, well, you know, hey, Earl, you know, people smoke cigarettes. And there are people who smoke cigarettes and they never, you know, contract cancer. And it might be the same, you know, with tattoos. There's no guarantee that you're going to somehow contract cancer if you have, you know, these tattoos. But it's just, you know, a pearl of wisdom that, you know, I want to kind of drop out. I don't get a chance to do it much, but we're going to do it a little bit today. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is investing $100 million in startups and entrepreneurs. Governor Evers is announcing the creation of the Wisconsin Investment Fund. Five private fund managers will oversee the initiative. The U.S. House version of the federal farm bill includes $30 billion in cuts to the SNAP food assistance program. Eric Saviano is an advocate for struggling families. He's concerned the USDA couldn't raise benefits adequately.
We will lose more and more touch with the actual habits and patterns of buying things in American society. And so SNAP will not keep up with that and likely result in people having fewer benefits.
The USDA says 17 million U.S. households were food insecure as recently as 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection and Marble Seed announced 125 Wisconsin farmers have been awarded funds through the 2024 Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. Recipients were awarded amounts ranging from $5,000 to $25,000 to grow and provide food for hunger relief efforts across the state. The farmers and farms selected represent 49 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Through technical assistance and events, these farmers will also have the opportunity to learn about and gain experience in expanding their farms into wholesale markets. Funding recipients include Bovine Enterprises LLC in Dodgeville, Blue Barrel Produce in Cuba City, Keewaydin Farms and Singing Trees, both in Viola, Laxey Creek Sheep Ranch LLC in Mineral Point, New Earth Worm Farm in Reedsburg, Owen Roth and Gaze Mills, and Steadfast Acres in Lone Rock. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Variety has posted the predictions for Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor in the Comedy category. Eight of the top 10 nominees come from just three shows, FX's The Bear, Max's Hacks, and ABC's Abbott Elementary. Representing The Bear are Eben Moss Bachrach, Oliver Platt, Maddie Matheson, and Lionel Boyce. Paul Downs and Carl Clemens Hopkins are from Hacks, and Tyler James Williams and Chris Brighetti from Abbott Elementary. Richard Lewis is predicted to receive a posthumous nomination for Curb Your Enthusiasm. The title for the latest installment in the Knives Out franchise has been revealed. The Hollywood Reporter sprung the news that Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, will debut on Netflix sometime next year. Director Rian Johnson revealed the title on his ex-Twitter page, as well as the fact that Daniel Craig will be back as the lead in the latest installment of the whodunit franchise. If they keep making Knives Out films, it's going to seem unbelievable that anyone would be seen at a dinner party with Daniel Craig. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight clear down to 43. Tomorrow sunshine 70 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by comedian and former Dinner in a Movie host, Paul Gilmartin. We'll talk about the new Dinner in a Movie reboot, and I'll be joined in studio by filmmaker Craig Anthony Nitt.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Democrats, Republicans, you know, we constantly hear this refrain. They're one and the same. And so we can't just talk about Republicans because Democrats are no better. They, you know, they're the same kind of people. They're the same bird, just different wings. But that's not so. It really isn't. Because I don't ever recall Democrats creating laws like this one. And this is doesn't surprise me. You know, this law is probably going to be copycatted all over the nation because that's kind of what happens. I know that, you know, state legislatures, especially the Republicans who are in charge of many state legislatures, hear a law that's going on in Texas or in Florida, and they copycat that. Where they are. So this doesn't surprise me. I think this is probably going to be a law that is going to be duplicated in different parts of the country. It's in Oklahoma, and Republicans passed a law that even the police chiefs don't want to enforce. You know, I don't know what's in the mind. Well, I do know what's in the minds of people. And why they do the things they do. There's always an underlying reality to why they do the things they do. But here's the law. And this is in USA Today. You would think that when a group of Oklahoma police chiefs condemn a law that will supposedly help the Republican, will supposedly help that Republican lawmakers would listen. But you would be mistaken. Instead, Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a law that critics say will allow for blatant. Now, I mean, just, Calvin, just listen to this and let me know if it makes any sense. Because, you know, sometimes, man, you know, I'm getting longer tooth and what may sound, you know, wrong to me may sound right to somebody else. 844-967-2789. You know, instead, Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a law that critics say will allow for blatant racial profiling and the targeting of marginalized communities in a rushed and poorly thought out effort to solve the nation's immigration crisis. When it takes effect, on July 1st, House Bill 4156 is poised to breed paranoia among neighbors and sow distrust of law enforcement. Oklahoma leaders recently created a new imaginary crime called impersonable occupation. Impersonable occupation. It allows local police to arrest anyone they suspect is in the country illegally. First-time violators face jail time and have 72 hours to leave the state. Repeat offenders will face prison time. So basically, we won't deport anyone, but rather we'll push our challenges with undocumented immigration into our neighboring states. Lawmakers spent considerable time laying out their position in the law. So let me see if we have it right, Calvin. Some, you know, person, Hispanic person or looking Hispanic person walking down the street in Oklahoma, and some law enforcement officer sees the person. Oh, they look like an illegal immigrant. And law enforcement then can detain them just based on what they look like. Where are we going, Calvin?
You know, it just, it doesn't make any sense. It's backwards. It's reminiscent of the old stop and frisk law that they used to have. I think it was in New York.
Yeah.
Where they could just stop anyone that looked suspicious for any reason they wanted. And I believe that was thrown out by a court.
Yeah, it was. And so law enforcement doesn't want any parts of this. You know, they know what it's going to lead to. They understand that. But yet these representatives have created this, and based on what? A boogeyman kind of thought process that permeates state legislatures across this nation. Well, we know there's so many people that have come in here illegally. We're going to take this into our own hands, and we're going to protect our own states. Because if somebody looks like, I mean, and what does a, yeah, because I don't know, man. You know, Calvin, you're a young guy with a college degree. But what does a illegal immigrant look like? How can you tell who an illegal immigrant is?
I mean, I would say you can't. It's, there are a lot. I don't even know where to go with it.
No, but, I mean, and that's the point. So just based on how somebody physically looks now, we are going to take that and go to the next step and interfere with what? Their constitutional rights. That's exactly what this is. That it, no, you can say, well, we're looking to protect, you know, the American people because of all these people who've come in to this country. But when we talk about American people, there are Hispanic immigrants who are now American citizens. And so when you just take for granted that because they look, they're Hispanic, that they are illegals, that's a bridge too far. 844-967-2789. But we've come to that in this country. You know, we've come to that in this country. Law enforcement, they wrote, comes into daily and increasingly frequent contact with foreign nationals who enter the country illegally or who remain here illegally. The bill notes it's particularly common in regard to illegal marijuana grows. They write, those people are often involved in organized crime like fentanyl distribution or sex or labor trafficking. Lawmakers provided no data to back this assertion. Hey, America, land of the free and home of the brave. Did you hear what I just said? Law enforcement, they wrote, comes into daily and increasingly frequent contact with foreign nationals who enter the country illegally or who remain here illegally. The bill notes it's particularly common in regard to illegal marijuana growers. They write that those people are often involved in organized crime that, like fentanyl distribution or sex or labor trafficking. Lawmakers provide no data to back that assertion. There are Republicans who created this bill. So Democrats and Republicans are not the same. I'm sorry for those of you who want us to continue to say that both sides are equal and both sides are the same. They're not. The people that are pushing this kind of garbage happen to be people who, you know, under the banner Republican. 844-967-2789. I don't know of any bill like this or many other bills similar to this that are coming up all over this nation that Democrats have authored. If you know, 844-967-2789. Just not true. And how many more slippery slopes are we going to go down in this country before somebody says, hey, man, let's get a grip on what's taking place in this country. Please, please, let's get a grip on it. But to be able to stop people based on what they look like, I thought we had gotten past that. You know, our nation has a checkered history. For those of you who've forgotten or who don't know, let's not go back down that road. But a bill like this takes us back down that road. You know, and you would think that even if some deranged person who came up with the thought that those in the legislature in Oklahoma, somebody would have had enough common sense to say, no, man, can't do that because of what that looks like. But people didn't have the courage. Didn't have the courage to stand up for what's right. This is not right. It's not right. And it's just another one of those things that, you know, many of us have thought we had gotten past. We have not gotten past it. Because here it is, you know, May 29th, 2024, a bill like this passes the legislature in Oklahoma and becomes law. You know, what's going to be next? You know, who's going to come up with something even more outlandish than this? Or what's the next state that's going to adopt that? We're headed down the wrong path, and the people who are leading us down that path happen to be, you know, Republicans. I'm sorry. If that bothers you, if that hurts you, if it makes you feel like I'm picking on you, talk to the people who call themselves Republicans, who create these kinds of bills to cause harm to Americans. And then, you know, we can have a real conversation. 844-967 2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
People need understanding. People need freedom. And
this is News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, do, Lord, Lord. You look like when you're doing what you're doing, it's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, I've got a son that lives in Arizona, and I don't understand why. You know, he moved to Arizona about 4 years ago. And he, you know, he loves it there. And I remember when he first moved there, you know, he was hospitalized a couple times because of dehydration and was in danger of some kidney damage because he didn't understand how to stay hydrated. And he was drinking these, what do you call that stuff, man, that keeps you up?
Like energy drinks?
Energy drinks. 24-hour stuff. I don't know. You drink a little shot of.
Oh, yeah, the 5-hour energies.
Yeah. And it was helping him, you know, do his job. And his job was outside. And so he was hospitalized a couple times, you know, because, again, he didn't know how to stay hydrated in all that heat. He's, you know, from Wisconsin, from Milwaukee. And so he's finally adjusted to it, but he loves it out there. But when it's over 100 degrees for 5 months out of the year, Calvin, come on, man.
Yeah, that's oppressive. They say it's different because there's no humidity, but I don't know if I buy that.
Well, man. So here's the story, man. Just brutal. Why America's hottest city is seeing a surge in deaths. Phoenix, Arizona is the hottest city in the country. Now, I didn't know that until I started reading this article in today's Political. And so people are dying from the oppressive heat. It's so hot, man. Homeless people are being evicted from their homes because of the same problems that people have all over the country. Homelessness has increased all over the country. And so Phoenix, Arizona is no different. And so there are all these people living on the street. At Phoenix, I mean, that place, so what they've done, Calvin, is built on a desert, right?
Yeah. So not only is it that oppressive heat during the day, but it also gets a lot colder than you would expect once the sun goes down.
No, so this is where they built on the desert, and people live on the desert, and so they've been able to bring irrigation into it and create communities. But imagine, if you will, 650 people died last year in Maricopa County, which is the largest metropolitan area in Phoenix, Arizona. The increase of deaths have gone from in 2014, 61 to 2023, 645. And they've been able to find out that the connection is based on homelessness. And you would think, Calvin, that homelessness in Arizona, you'd be more concerned about a person being homeless there than you would be in Waukesha or Milwaukee, because the climate issue.
Yeah, they're definitely, I would say, homeless people being out in the summer in Phoenix is probably similar to if there was a homeless person living in Milwaukee in January or December.
Yeah.
It's just as dangerous.
It's just as dangerous. So why has the city of Phoenix not realized that they've gone from 61 deaths to 645 last year? And most of it is based on heat. Man, for the life of me. So people have been put out. And yes, people have to pay bills. And yes, it's a tough time in America. It is. It's a tough time in this country. But it requires some moral compass. If you live in a place like that, or if you live in the Midwest in the heart of the winter, gotta figure it out. Life is too precious to allow people to die on the streets of Phoenix, Arizona, where temperatures can reach 120 degrees. It doesn't take long to know that the human body can't withstand that. Like it doesn't take long to know that the human body cannot survive in below zero temperatures outside. Animals can't stand it. Hey, America, wake up. Hey, Phoenix, Arizona, wake up. You got a homeless problem, fix it. Don't leave the people who, you know, are in that condition lose their lives unnecessarily. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We welcome back Pat Kreitler of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.